Friday, 8:43 a.m. in the school office. Coming up with the idea to hide the dogs in Principal Winston's office was pretty easy. However, figuring out how to get the dogs into Principal Winston's office was the hard part. So this was the master plan. Chloe was going to lock herself in a bathroom stall and pretend to be sick. We'd asked the office secretary to check on Chloe because we were worried about her. While the secretary was out of the office, Zoe and I would simply roll the dog cage into Principal Winston's office and close his door. Since his office was in a separate corridor from the noisy main office, it would be pretty hard to hear the dogs unless they made a huge racket. Then, at the end of the day, we'd simply ask to retrieve our box of library books that had inadvertently ended up in Principal Winston's office instead of in the library. I knew my plan was far-fetched, ill-conceived, and very risky, but I didn't have any other options except to confess everything to my parents. We were scoping out the office when the door opened and the secretary walked down the hall and disappeared into the teacher's lounge. We couldn't believe our good luck. With the office temporarily unattended, we'd have the perfect opportunity to sneak the dogs into the principal's office. We grabbed the wagon and rushed into the office, only to discover some good news and some bad news. The bad news was that there was a student office assistant on duty. But the good news was that it was our friend, Marcy.
Good morning, Nikki, Chloe, and Zoe. So how can I help you all?
What's up, Marcy? I said. We have a really big favor we'd like to ask you. It's kind of a secret. She stared at the wagon behind us with a puzzled look on her face. Then she read the sign and blinked in disbelief.
OMG, I can't believe you guys would actually do something like this. And you expect me to keep it a secret? The entire school needs to know what you're doing, Marcy screeched excitedly.
It seemed really clear from her over-the-top reaction that she must have spotted a puppy peeking out from under the blanket, or a wayward tail wagging or something. Just great! We were so busted! Chloe, Zoe, and I went into panic mode.
Listen, Marcy, I can explain all of this. Just give me a chance, please, I pleaded with her.
When the secretary returns from her break, I'm sure she's going to be as shocked and surprised by what you're doing as I am. Of course, she'll inform Principal Winston the minute he gets back, Marcy continued.
Actually, Marcy, it looks like you're pretty busy here, so we really should be getting back to class, Zoe exclaimed. Have a nice day.
But Chloe totally lost it.
Oh no! Now we're going to get expelled from school and our parents are going to kill us, she shrieked hysterically as she grabbed her stomach. Ah, I think I'm going to be sick for real! Cock-a-doodle-doo! Boo! Oink!
Okay, Marcy, I won't bother to explain what we're trying to do, so just forget we were even here, I said in frustration.
No, you don't have to explain anything. It's quite obvious. You're collecting book donations for the library. Again, right? You guys are unbelievable.
Our school is really lucky to have dedicated students like you so willing to give of yourselves. Principal Winston should give each of you the Student of the Year Award. I'm just so proud and honored to be your friend, Marcy gushed.
Now, what can I do to help?
Chloe, Zoe, and I glanced at each other and giggled nervously.
Phew, that was close.
I was glad Marcy had offered to help us. But after her glowing compliments, asking her to abuse her position as student office assistant by helping us smuggle 8 dogs into Principal Winston's office had suddenly gotten a lot harder. I had chosen to get involved in all of this to try to help Brandon save Holly and her puppies. But to involve innocent people like my BFFs and now Marcy? I felt like a snake. A dishonest, manipulative, and very desperate snake. I didn't have a choice but to call my parents and tell them everything before I got my friends and myself into serious trouble.
Thanks, Marcy. So, does this mean we're not getting expelled for sneaking Holly and her puppies into school?
Chloe blurted out. Zoe gave Chloe a swift kick to shut her up.
Oh, that hurt,
Chloe grumped and shot Zoe a dirty look.
Puppies? Did you just say puppies?
Marcy gasped excitedly.
OMG, I love puppies. I've been begging my parents to get one, like, forever. Where are they? Can I see them? Please?
Okay, that's when I decided not to call my parents and tell them about Holly and her puppies. So, what if I'm a sneaky snake? I told Marcy all about Holly and her pups and how we were helping Brandon save them. Then I let her have a peek at them.
Squee! Total cuteness overload!
Marcy didn't seem the least bit disappointed that our library books were actually dogs. And after hearing about our doggy dilemma, Marcy agreed that Principal Winston's office would make the perfect hideout until the end of the school day. Especially since Principal Winston wasn't expected to return during school hours. Marcy, we really appreciate you offering to help, but are you sure you want to do this? If we get caught, you could get detention, or worse, I warned her.
Well, to be honest, I'm not that worried about detention. I just don't want to be demoted from office assistant to team uniform assistant. The sweaty guys on our wrestling team are the worst. After practice, their uniforms smell like dumpster juice and swamp gas, she complained. Ick!
Marcy, we totally understand if you're having second thoughts about helping us, I said sympathetically.
Yeah, we wouldn't ask you to do something this crazy and risky unless it was for a really good cause, Zoe explained.
But Chloe was no help whatsoever. She made a sad, pouty face like she was about to cry.
Marcy, just look at these cute little faces, Chloe squeaked in baby talk. Don't you just love these little doggies? Yes, you really do!
Almost as if on cue, all 8 dogs gave us the biggest, saddest, most angelic puppy dog eyes ever.
Oh,
the 4 of us gushed.
Poor little puppies are really, really sad,
Chloe said glumly.
Okay, guys, I'm in, Marcy sniffed. I'd have to be completely heartless to say no to those cute little faces. I already love them. I really do.
Chloe, Zoe, and I were so happy we gave Marcy a group hug.
Thanks, guys,
Marcy smiled. The secretary will be coming back from her break any minute now. We need to get these dogs moved into Principal Winston's office right away. I guess the fact that we were actually about to hide 8 dogs in the principal's office must have finally sunk in or something. Because suddenly my heart started to pound, and my palms got super sweaty, and my stomach started to feel very queasy, for real. I took a deep breath, nodded, and calmly said, "Okay, Marcy, let's do this." But inside my head, I was totally freaking out.
I wanted to run out of the office hysterically screaming.
No!
I just hope my crazy plan actually works.